Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Haynes, H-A-I-N-E-S. Kathy Haynes is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/19/21. Apparently she was lifting a box overhead to place it on a shelf and heard a pop and felt pain in her right shoulder. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to what she understands to be final diagnosis of a torn rotator cuff, comma, bursitis, comma, and spurs. Period on 7/14/22, she underwent surgery with repair of the torn rotator cuff, bursitis, and spurs removed. Period, she had physical therapy 3 times per week, postoperatively at IV rehab. Period, she has a follow-up with her physician, comma, Dr. Bowers, B-O-W-E-R-S, comma, later in the day. That section is what it says. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Haynes was seen by Dr. Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L, at Consensual on 1/19/21, with pain in her right shoulder and neck. Period. She reported this started as she was moving a box from left to right. They were not heavy boxes, but were she was doing repetitive activity. Period. Ms. Haynes was diagnosed with tendonitis of the upper biceps tendon of the right shoulder. Period. X-rays showed no significant findings. Period. She was referred for physical therapy. Period. It was noted she is also being treated for right lateral epicondylitis, as she has pain in her right upper forearm and arm, for which she is taking ibuprofen for the past week from her primary care physician. Period. Paragraph, Ms. Haynes followed up at Concentra over the ensuing weeks, but remained symptomatic. Period. She had an MRI of the shoulder done on 3/9/21 to be inserted here. Period. Ongoing monitoring continued through 4/13/21. Period. She was treating orthopedically with Dr. Lipschultz, beginning 3/23/21, period. His assessment was right shoulder impingement syndrome. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered to the shoulder. Period. At follow-up on 4/13/21, her shoulder felt markedly improved. Period, she had full range of motion and full cervical range of motion. Period, impingement signs were negative. Period, there was a little discomfort over the right biceps. Period, she told Dr. Lipschultz she was doing some heavier lifting. Period, he was happy with her response and cleared her to continue working full duty. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction was 155 degrees, comma, flexion 120 degrees, and external rotation to 70 degrees. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres with a crepitus tendinous triangular lacking. Period. She attended a palpation at the right upper scapula, but there was none on the left. Hands with elbows normal, shoulders normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Let me paragraph. As you know, not all the medical records were available for this evaluation. Period. Ms. Haynes signed a consent and request for records from Dr. Bowers that we forwarded to her on 12/7/22. Period. However, the pertinent records were not returned. Period. since surgery was not authorized through the workers' compensation insurance, Dr. Bowers did surgery through her private insurance on 7/14/22. Period. New paragraph. She had mildly decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Bear this conflicted with the full range of motion that Dr. Lipschultz noted. Period provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were negative. Period she had intact strength and sensation. Period there was also full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period new paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. Review of the pertinent records from Dr. Bowers, including office notes and the operative report, would help to confirm my impressions. Period.